Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for the moving of your spirit in ways beyond us. Lord, we pray that even now, as we look into your word, we pray for faith. We pray for hearts to love. To love you, to love others. Holy Spirit, bless this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a little boy, there were three prayers that my parents taught me before I went to sleep. The first was the Lord's Prayer. We were debtors, not trespassers. I don't know why. The second was, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And let me tell you, that part about dying before I wake gave me something to think about sometimes before I went to bed. I remember that. But there was a third prayer that my father taught me, if you can call it that. And he always sang it. As I mentioned, you know, my dad couldn't sing. He had this dune buggy of a voice, but it made it all the more fun. It was a song that was popular when he was a kid. And the first time my rather proper grandmother heard him do it, she went to my mother and said, "Do you hear what he's singing to those boys?" And Dad usually said this to him, would sing this right after my brothers and I had asked for a glass of water. And the way it went was, "Oh, show me the way to go home, for I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it went right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam," he had good rhythm, "oh, you always hear me singing this song, show me the way to go home." Dad had a sense of humor, but he also may have been making a point in a roundabout way. It was usually after that we'd pray. And that may have been part of his showing us the way to go home. And there's a reason I'm telling you all this, and we'll get to that. But first, let's continue looking into the prayers, the Psalms that Jesus prayed. Last week, we saw how three of Jesus' last words from the cross were found in Psalm 22 or in Psalm 69, three of them. And this morning, we're going to look at a fourth. It is interesting that of the seven last words Jesus spoke on the cross, four of them were prayers from the Psalms. So let's jump into our scripture in Luke 23. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Now, one of the amazing things that we've been seeing over these past weeks is the way that Jesus prays the Psalms over and over again. We've seen him pray Psalms 41 and 42. We've looked at how he used Psalms 113 through 118. We looked at how he used Psalm 69 and also Psalm 22. And it is significant, again, of the seven last words, four are prayers from the Psalms. There's a thread here that is woven through all of this. Jesus went to the scripture for comfort. He went to the scripture to help him pray, to help him be with his heavenly Father. And nowhere does this become more clear than in Psalm 31. Take a look. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Now, did you notice the last part of this verse and the last part of that? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, my faithful God. As we've seen before, well, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself here. When Jesus prays this prayer, he does something a little different. Did you catch it? There's something just a little different. He adds a word. Father. Father. That's part of the beautiful thing about Jesus. Jesus came to show us a relationship with the Father. This is one of 165 times, as we've often pointed out, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus refers to God as Father. That occurs only 15 times in the Old Testament where there are direct references to God as Father. And here, at his very last, Jesus does it again. Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. The very last thing Jesus does as he hangs on the cross is point us toward home. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. But there's more to that. You see, the ancient rabbis made this verse, Psalm 31:5, a bedtime prayer. It was a prayer that parents in Jesus' time would teach to their children before they went to sleep. And now you see the reason for the bulletin cover this morning. That's Mary teaching Jesus to pray. In other words, this is the "now I lay me down to sleep" prayer that Jesus was taught. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It's a way of saying, Lord, I belong to you. I trust you, Lord. I'm yours. I'm yours. And as we look at it, there's a simple point this morning to this sermon, and that is just this. Do you pray that way? I'm yours. Because therein lies the difference between peace and so much inner turmoil. When you and I lay self-will down as Jesus did, not my will, but thine be done. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Lord, I'm yours. Oh, then we can rest. Oh, there's freedom there. There's freedom there. Don't miss it. Sometimes as you and I face struggles in our lives, as you and I, for example, deal with temptation to sin, the focus can be all on ourselves, right? oh gosh, I've got to get through this. And that, more often than not, is an easy way to mess up. But if instead we go to our Father and say, I'm yours. I'm yours. Suddenly, there's this freedom that comes. There's this break in the clouds that hang over us until we can recognize, oh yeah, I've got help that I didn't realize. Our lives, our eternal souls are so much better off in His hands than in our own. Just listen to what Jesus said about this. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. And so the question that I would gently like to ask you this morning, and I ask myself as well, is have I placed my soul in my Father's hands today? Today, this moment that I'm giving as I live, am I saying, yes, Lord, I'm yours. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. Do you know the peace that He calls you to? Because, it is so much more than the fevered pitch of self-will that we so often struggle against. The hurried pace of this world where everyone is clawing and clamoring for the next rung on the ladder. Oh, to hear His voice. You and I can come closer by praying this prayer. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. It's not just a prayer to die by, it's a prayer to live by. You see, that's how Jesus learned it. And He had very likely prayed it many times before. How about you? Is it your prayer this morning? That's it. That's the sermon. Because nothing matters more. Nothing matters more. May we pray. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I'm yours. I'm yours. In our case, you and I can avail ourselves of everything that Jesus did for us in that moment on the cross. He becomes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And you and I can say, Lord, yes. Yes, I commit myself into your hands because I want what you can give. I'm tired of trying to either earn it on my own or impress others or live for myself. Oh, Lord, I'm yours. I receive you. I receive what you did for me on the cross. And I want to live for you this moment and this day. And from now on. Oh, would you tell him that? Because we can call him Father because of what Jesus did. And he gives us his Spirit to work a miracle in us, even in us. Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for this gift of love. In Jesus' name. Amen.